An influential medical journal is having a racial reckoning of its own. The Journal of the American Medical Association released a podcast on structural racism in medicine that created so much outrage it had to be removed from JAMA's website. Usha Lee McFarlane wrote about this. She's a national science correspondent with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Usha, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So the podcast featured two white doctors, and they were both top editors at JAMA. But the criticism is largely falling on the host. Why? What happened here?
Well, they ran a podcast for physicians to learn about structural racism. They brought no experts on the topic. And for critics, they said this sort of exemplifies what structural racism is all about, their voices being left out, the topic not being taken seriously. If they had done any other topic, even so, whether glaucoma or lung cancer, they would have certainly had experts. For this topic, they did not.
That, of course, offended people very much. Brittany James at the University of Illinois College of Medicine actually started a petition after this calling for restructuring of the editorial staff at JAMA. What are she and others saying about JAMA's problems with race, which, by the way, predate this podcast?
They do. They're really upset. I think that many people feel like it's been weeks, months, years of these journals not taking seriously issues of racism in medicine that are harming people. But the podcast, I think, made people so angry that they were finally able to speak out. And I believe it's now 8,000 people, many of them physicians, have signed that petition and are publicly putting their name on their outrage.
We've heard from your reporting that editors at JAMA would also go as far as to ask authors who submitted papers to replace the word racism with terms that white doctors wouldn't find as offensive.
Yeah, and I'm hearing from more and more people who are now contacting me to say, yeah, they were told, can we call this bias, or can we say it's social factors that, you know, make people sicker? And they're so upset about that because it's like, if you can't even say the word out loud, how can you start to make changes against it? And they say this also is just a clear example of structural racism, which was exhibited in the podcast where the host said, you know, racism, the word makes people uncomfortable. Should we even use it? And that really, I think, was the point that made people probably the most upset.
And what about the practice that you reported on as well, that if an author had submitted a paper that was about race, they would be encouraged to make it an editorial as opposed to a peer-reviewed article? What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's a real problem. What researchers are saying, sometimes their work is just rejected outright as not important or not critical and not worthy of publication as, you know, in the journals. Or they're told, that's interesting. Why don't you make it a perspective, you know, they're kind of the second tier of publication. And so this, they say, is like a clear indication of the work being dismissed or devalued in the eyes of journal editors.
So if you're not in medicine, you probably didn't hear this podcast, but you also might be wondering, you know, why does it matter? So could you explain that? You know, these journals, I mean, they affect the way that doctors treat their patients, people of color. I mean, it does matter in the clinical setting even, doesn't it?
These really do matter. These are journals that physicians, not only in America, but in the world, look to for education, for leadership. They set the priorities for what research should be done. And I was thinking, it's almost like if editors said, you know, we don't think lung cancer is important. We don't want to publish research on that. You know, then people wouldn't talk about it. They wouldn't research it. The field wouldn't get pushed forward. And that's why people feel this is really like clinically dangerous. We know from, you know, the National Academy of Medicine and other reports that black and brown patients in the United States die at much higher rates of literally every disease. And that's due to structural racism. And if we can't start researching it, talking about it, saying the word out loud, you know, how are we going to improve our medical system?
The other thing here, Usha, is that these journals are very important to the careers of doctors and people in academic medicine. What's the effect of this kind of attitude at the top of the editorial structure?
Yeah, that's what people told me. They said, you know, even a year ago, 2 years ago, I would have been afraid to speak out because I need to publish in JAMA so I can get, you know, a promotion, so I can become a tenured physician. They don't want to risk their positions. But this summer with the pandemic, seeing the unequal amounts of deaths among minorities, and with the death of George Floyd and the social unrest, many black physicians are now saying, like, I have to speak out, and I don't even care if I lose my career, because they've kept us silent for too long.
So what is JAMA telling you? Do they have a plan to fix this?
Well, they're looking into the podcast. They have a committee looking at it with lawyers, and they've said they don't want to comment until they go through that process. The physicians who are holding JAMA's feet to the fire and New England Journal and just medicine in general really are saying, like, you know, they say these journals keep saying, oh, we're going to work on it, we'll review this, and they put up things like Black Lives Matter on their websites. But the physicians, you know, challenging this are saying, we want real action. We want you to tell us what you are going to do and when you're going to do it. And many physicians are already boycotting JAMA and saying they'll send their work elsewhere. And I think this might be an inflection point and there may be true change.
Usha Lee McFarlane, National Science Correspondent for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Thanks for your reporting. We appreciate it. We're going to link to it at hearandnow.org.
Thank you so much.